Pass the butter, please. Humans have been saying that for how long? The development of agriculture and the domestication of animals was clearly the turning point in the emergence of civilization. But when did that happen? I mean, when did the earliest humans make cheese, butter, yogurt? Well, some new archaeological findings published in the latest journal Nature suggest humans were processing dairy products as early as 7,000 years ago. Researchers examining pottery from a site in Libya recently discovered traces of dairy fats on the earthenware. Julia Dunn is an archaeologist at the University of Bristol in England, and the study that was published in Nature's first author. She joins us now via Skype. Julia, welcome to the program.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great, and I'm fascinated by this. What techniques were used to detect these dairy fats, and how new are they?
Well, we used a technique called organic residue analysis and then stable carbon isotope analysis, which detects the animal fats. And it's a technique that's several years old now, about 10 to 20 years. We've used it also to identify these lipids in pots from Europe, as well as the study I've done on African material.
And when we say that 7,000 years ago, humans were processing dairy products from domesticated animals, what do you think is going on? What do you imagine is the scenario for the development of dairy technology?
Well, it's really exciting. Well, we know that what's actually happened in Africa is around about 8,000-9,000 years ago, the area was very green. Instead of being a Sahara desert, it was a green Sahara. So lots of lakes and savanna and so on. And so that meant those people could actually utilize domesticated cattle for their resources. And we think what was going on, we found in the pots about 50% of the residues did originate from a dairy fat origin. So that suggests those people were processing milk products in their pots. And doing that enabled them to get over the problem of the fact that at that point in time, humans were lactose intolerant and couldn't actually drink milk.
And this is really interesting in archaeological terms, because the point at which humans become lactose tolerant versus intolerant is there in our genetic material. There's a code that indicates certain peoples are tolerant and certain intolerant, and it really relates to our human evolution.
It does. It does. It's really a question of evolution in action, because what we see is in Europe, the gene, as you call it, as we say, for lactase persistence arises just about 1,000 to 2,000 years after humans start using cows for milk in Europe. And that's really exciting. That's evolution in action. We see selection pressures right before our eyes, and that enables humans to utilize this incredibly advantageous product. Milk's one of the only things that gives us carbohydrates, proteins, and fats. And we're also almost beginning to think that it might be one of the things that drove people to move from being hunter-gatherers into a settled farming sort of lifestyle. So it's very exciting to find that in Africa. And what we've also seen is that the European gene is present in some African populations, and that suggests that people moved from sort of Eurasia down into Africa with their cows.
So there was a mixing going on. No recipes yet, I understand. Julia Dunn is an archaeologist at the University of Bristol in England, the study's first author. 7,000 years ago, evidence of dairy fats on earthenware in Libya, meaning that dairy technology was developed about 7,000 years ago. Thanks so much.